Elise sat on the toilet, listening to the sensitive silence deep behind two doors of Lou's wood-panel bathroom. She peeked behind the shower door of his stand-up shower, even though the door was made of glass. She sighed. Finally, relief. She shut her eyes as air moved slowly from the center of her stomach to her anus. And then panic set in. She held it. There would either be soundless air or a blunt clamor of flatulence. She wouldn't take the chance. She returned to Lou, feeling turgid. He rolled over on top of her. 4 minutes later, they switched. She was staring at his headboard, wondering if he was staring at the underside of her neck. She recently discovered acne scars there. Perhaps they could be mistaken for freckles. Her mind soared to the Kama Sutra. She considered switching to the Flatterin or the spoon, maybe even the brute, to keep him unsuspecting. She held in a laugh of that image as best as she could, but it came out along with the blunt release of the always distinguishable windbreak. The corners of his mouth moved just hardly. She prayed a similar sound by means of the sheets moving would reenact the sound, but it did not. "Please don't rise, please don't rise, please don't rise," she thought. And with one nervous deep breath, she knew he smelled it first.